From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Senior officials from the Group of 20 big economies met in Germany this weekend, where U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin refused to agree to a communique to, quote, resist all forms of protectionism, meaning some forms are now okay. Mnuchin's German counterpart, Wolfgang Schäuble, sounded frustrated, saying the G20 has, quote, reached an impasse. And Europe was also parsing the awkward meeting in Washington on Friday between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Donald Trump, watching from Berlin as the U.S. laid down the line, is Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com.
The issue is they reject any kind of multilateralism, and instead they feel that if they just do bilateral deals, they can always pull the other side over the table in some kind of strong-arming contest. And that's not how global trade has been organized, and that's not how it's going to work in the future, because it's taking any kind of complexity that is inherent to the global economic system out of it and just makes it not just America great, but America unquestionably number one in every deal. And the Europeans don't understand that to be the art of the deal that works. That may have been Mr. Trump's past as a real estate guy, but it won't work for the President of the United States.
All right. Also on this issue of trade, the big G20 meeting was happening in Germany, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was there. And that process also pointed in a similar direction. The U.S. seems to be backing off of the last 30 years of increasing globalization.
Yes, very much so. It was the key pushing force, and now it's the one that stays outside. We don't live in a G20, but in a G19 world. And Mr. Mnuchin basically played a Russian-style refusenik.
Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist, speaking from Berlin. Stefan, thank you.
All the best, David.